Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton is best known for his key role in the early Count Basie Orchestra and small bands, and his collaborations with Billie Holiday in the late 1930s. Clayton's distinctive, muted trumpet style was a key element of signature Basie hits. Hits like 1 o'clock Jump, Swingin' the Blues, and this Jumpin' at the Woodside. Jumpin' at the Woodside, one of the remarkable early Basie hits on which the distinctive muted trumpet voice of Buck Clayton was instrumental. And by the way, that tune was named for the Woodside Hotel where many of the Basie guys roomed when they first arrived in New York, and as the band was making such a powerful impression on the music world in the late 1930s. This is an hour featuring the music of trumpeter Buck Clayton on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Buck Clayton joined up with Basie, the definitive Kansas City band, after he'd already had some success on the West Coast and leading a band during a prestigious gig in Shanghai, China. Clayton had actually been born and raised in Kansas, the son of a tuba-playing minister, and incidentally had some Native American blood, which is why his mother nicknamed him Buck. Clayton was an extremely valuable component in the Basie inner circle. He was unofficial musical director of the band, contributing musical arrangements and original tunes. His vital role extended to the landmark catalog of Basie small band records by the Kansas City 5, 6, and 7. He composed this fitting title, Destination KC. It was recorded by the Kansas City 7, featuring Buck, Lester Young, and trombonist Dickie Wells in 1944. Thank you. Trumpeter Buck Clayton with the Teddy Wilson Sextet Stompin' at the Savoy, 1945, featuring Teddy's superb piano, of course, Ben Webster tenor sax, guitarist Al Casey, and some fine work on the drum set by J.C. Hurd. More from J.C. later. And, lest we forget, Buck and Teddy Wilson were longtime musical associates from the days of Clayton's tasteful accompaniment to Billie Holiday's early records made under Teddy Wilson's name. And we heard Destination K.C. written and played by Clayton with the Kansas City 7. Perhaps it's because there are no recordings of Buck Clayton during his 1933-34 stay in Los Angeles that his colorful chapter there is often overlooked. Barely out of high school, Clayton started out trying to break into the music business in L.A. where he worked odd jobs in a barbershop, a garage, and a pool hall. In Los Angeles during the 30s, Central Avenue was a jumping jazz district, and Buck became acquainted with notable musicians there. Popular bandleader Paul Howard, bassist Milt Hinton, and bandleader Charlie Barnett. He worked for Lionel Hampton, and when the Ellington Band came out to Hollywood to make the film Murder at the Vanities, he met Duke and most of his band. It was also in Los Angeles where Clayton first met his inspiration, Louis Armstrong. In that first meeting, after hearing Armstrong at the West Coast Cotton Club, Louis showed Buck how to make a gliss, that is a smeared note, on the trumpet, and introduced him to marijuana. Clayton also became familiar with noted Hollywood celebrities and entertainers of that day, gangster film movie star George Raft, black character actor Stepin Fetchit, who traveled around town in his own caravan of five Cadillacs, and a prominent boxer named Gorilla Jones, who used to stroll down Central Avenue with his lion cub on a leash. Buck worked briefly in the movies as an extra in a few films and had brief encounters with the likes of Loretta Young and Ginger Rogers. Duke Ellington even threw him a big wedding party. And because Duke's band played, it was attended by stars like Mae West, George Raft, and the star of Murder at the Vanities, Carl Brisson. Weeks later, Buck was on his way to Shanghai, where his band The Gentlemen of Harlem accompanied the orchestra of Teddy Weatherford for a lengthy residency during 1934-35 at the top nightclub there, the Canadrome. Here's Buck stretching his chops with bands led by saxists Don Byas and Benny Carter. Thank you. man, I love that. What'll it be, trumpeter Buck Clayton with Benny Carter's Chocolate Dandies of 1946, a great little tune written by Carter, with Carter, alto, and Ben Webster, tenor saxes. I'm Dave Redlar. Thanks for joining me for an hour featuring swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. Clayton's musical skills were broad and varied, encompassing leadership, arranging, and composing. Two of his little-known original tunes are Blues in First from Paris 1949 and Nancy's Fancy, played by Buck Clayton's 1988 swing band. Compositions of trumpeter Buck Clayton, Rattle and Roll with Trummy Young and his Lucky Seven in 1945, Blues in First was Buck Clayton's Paris Sextet of 1949, and Nancy's Fancy, played by Buck's Swing Band of 1988. Buck could no longer play trumpet at that point due to dental troubles, but he composed, arranged, and led that band with great brio. Widely respected by other musicians, Clayton was not a virtuoso soloist in the tradition of Louis Armstrong, though he was reported to be more passionate and extroverted in live performance than on record. But compared to big trumpet stars of the swing era, Buck's sound was smoother and gentler. He was a skilled craftsman without the need to grandstand. His personal style featured a flowing and melodic approach to improvisation, a refined and tasteful style featuring subtle use of mutes, a great feel for the blues, fine technique, and the ability to present an engaging musical personality. Here's a live performance of Topsy, originally written by Eddie Durham for the Basie Orchestra and played by Buck Clayton at a 1967 concert in Switzerland. This is the music of trumpeter Buck Clayton, featured on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Still ahead this hour, Clayton in Paris, with bebop-influenced swing combos of the mid-40s, and a couple more of his original tunes. You can send me comments, questions, or request for a program playlist at Jazz Hot Big Step. Now, that's been changed, so it's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Buck Clayton live in Switzerland in 1967, an excellent recording where you could really hear in detail his superb tone and musical personality.